Turn to picture 7. There was a woman called Hannah who loved God very much. She was the second wife of Elkanah. The first wife had children, but Hannah did not. This first wife was very wicked, and she would say bad things to Hannah, which would make Hannah cry and feel very badly because she could not have children. Every year, Elkanah and his family went to worship and make sacrifice to God at Shiloh, where Eli was the priest. One day, Hannah came and her heart was very heavy. She cried very much and prayed, "Oh Lord, if you look upon your servant's troubled heart and remember me and give me a son, then I will give him to the Lord. No razor will ever be used on his head." Eli, the priest, was sitting by the door of the house of God. He was watching Hannah, who was praying in her heart. Her lips were moving, but no voice was heard. He thought that she was drunk and told her to stop drinking beer. But Hannah said, "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have been pouring out my heart to the Lord." Eli believed her and said, "Go in peace, my daughter, and may God give you what you have asked for." God remembered Hannah's prayer, and she gave birth to a son and called him Samuel. Elkanah loved Hannah very much. Even though she did not give him any children, this did not matter, because the most important thing was that he loved her. God's word tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. No one hates his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does for the church.